A miniature black poodle named Surrey Spice Girl took best of show last night at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show at New York City's Madison Square Garden. Now she and 2,499 other dogs who have endured 2 days of intensive admiration can go home. One of their admirers was NPR's Ketzel Levine, who prepared this report.
Get your puppy periodicals. Get your daily doggy diary. Get your Bow Wow Bible.
There are a dozen ways to amuse yourself at a dog show, and one of them is elbowing your way through crowds to gaze at some of the most perfect beasts in dogdom. Sleek black Danes, chubby round bulldogs, noble tri-colored hounds, and down one aisle of toy breeds, a miniature trussed poodle who holds court flanked by her owners.
She loves it. She loves the crowd and the people. She loves clapping.
She's a real dog. She may be a show dog, but she's a real dog, too.
She also what?
Sleeps in bed with us, too.
Why doesn't this surprise me?
The place echoes with one-sided conversations. Feed me. Look at me. Love my dog.
Ooh. Make sure that every single hair is just in place. Yes, it looks wonderful, doesn't it? Look at how Miss Scarlett's ears are so pretty. This is nothing to eat, Scarlett. That's a microphone.
That's probably a rare moment of frustration for Scarlett. All these teased, trimmed, and blow-dried dogs are accustomed to getting what they want. But all this pampering has its price. These are show dogs. Well-heeled ambassadors of their breeds. Each one of them must take a turn in the ring where their every body part is scrutinized by an exacting and dispassionate judge. I emphasize dispassionate because no one else seems to be.
I'm already semi-paralyzed, actually, and that's transmitted to the dog, so I try to stay away in case my hysterical vibes, you know, can be transmitted to the dog.
Harriet Vincent is a self-confessed stage mom and owner of a whippet, which will compete later in the show. The dog is entirely calm during the stress of competition, unlike Harriet, who after years of dog shows still hates losing.
It's hard to distance yourself. It's like telling somebody that their child is homely or telling them that, you know, that nobody wants to pick their kid for the baseball team. And what keeps you coming back is it's a whole new ball game the next weekend, the next show. Otherwise, you know, there'd be just infinite despair and you'd wind up in a sanitarium somewhere.
What about detachment? Have you considered it?
No, not for a moment.
Here we go.
In another ring, Carol Burke is watching her Bernese Mountain Dog, Billy, a bear of an animal with a luscious coat and a lumbering gait. Billy's competing against more than 20 Bernese for the title Best of Breed. The judge is not comparing Billy to the other Bernese in the ring, but against a standard of how an ideal Bernese should appear. Still, even going by the book, a judge's decision is subjective.
Oh my God, we've made the final cut.
She's going to feel Billy one more time.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Carol Burke's entire body is shaking.
Oh my God.
But in the end, Billy gets what amounts to second place, a designation known as best of opposite sex.
What the hell? It's pretty good. Thank you. Yes, it doesn't get much better. Best opposite is really nice.
The dog that beat out Billy for best of breed is a female named Easy. Her owner is Bobby Kinley Blewett.
I won. And it's my dog.
You're an owner, handler, breeder.
Breeder, owner, handler, yes, ma'am.
So what next?
So next I go into the group. I mean, we have the working group tonight, and it's at 8 o'clock, and I have to get dressed up in my New York City long dress and try to get the sparkles on, and, well, try to look as nice as my dog.
They come in many colors and coats, but they all have one goal in mind, to win Best in Show at Westminster. And
on Monday night, Easy, the Bernese Mountain Dog, hit primetime cable TV. She was then up against other best of breeds, all classified as working dogs.
There are several breeds of Swiss working dogs of the Mastiff's type that were almost certainly brought into Switzerland by the Romans a couple of thousand years ago.
Easy lost the working group competition to a standard Schnauzer. So goes the beauty contest. A phrase, by the way, you hear a lot at Westminster, and a phrase that troubles Donald Sturz Jr. He's been showing, judging, or simply watching this competition for the past 33 years.
That's one of the things that I think a lot of the newer people coming to the sport are missing, that they're not looking at history and they're not looking at tradition. This is a very rich part of this.
Donald Sturz is a breeder, and he worries that the emphasis on looks in breeding has compromised the essential qualities of many dogs. Take his breed, the Golden Retriever, once a laid-back animal that picked up game for aristocrats, then curled back at their feet. Over the decades, says Sturz, breeding has influenced the retriever's personality.
Nowadays, Goldens have gotten very high-strung, and a lot of people find them difficult to live with at times. Now, not all, but too many.
So there are dogs that we sort of write off now as high maintenance that in fact once upon a time never were.
Yes, that's a really good way to put it.
And it's because we took their job away from them.
In some ways, yes. And I think, you know, something that I would like to see people do with their own breeds, if their breed was meant to do something, take it out. Let it see what its instincts, you know, lead it to do. Does it have the instinct to do what it was meant to do? Does it have the construction to do what it was meant to do? And as a breeder, you should be moving towards creating that animal, not just a show dog.
Gorgeous dogs are hard to resist, and during this show, people could often be heard saying, "I want that one." But for many of us dog lovers, the show seems a betrayal of the world's mutts, since, as any real dog lover will tell you, the essential beauty is in the beast. In New York, I'm Ketzel Levine.